Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our third installment in Chametz on Pesach. I think I got off topic at the end of yesterday's recording. After one is finished the bedika, one says the bittul. That's the verbal nullification that we spoke about before. There's an interesting sidebar. We say the bittul twice. And if you notice, the text of the bittul is different the two times. So we say the bittul immediately following the bedika. The rationale of that bittul is we want to make sure to cover, and we want to make sure that we've said it. We want to make sure to cover the chametz that perhaps we're not aware of, because we just checked the house. Maybe we missed some chametz. So if we missed some chametz, we have not fulfilled our Torah obligation on physically destroying the chametz because we missed it. So the only way we can catch our Torah obligation is by saying the bittul. That's the bittul we say at night. We actually have a nuanced language there, because we also say bittul when we burn the chametz the next morning, but that's actually a different text. When we burn the chametz the next morning, we're done, we're finished. And so we say chametz that I'm aware of and that I'm not aware of, that I've seen and that I haven't seen. It's all bittul. We don't say that bedika night. The reason we don't say that bedika night is because there's chametz that's not necessarily bittul. Some of us are going to have that last bit of cereal for breakfast Erev Pesach morning. So what do we mean when we say it's bittul, it's like the dust of the earth? It's not like the dust of the earth. I set it aside for breakfast. By the way, there's a whole concept in not saying a bittul on the chametz until I've burnt it, because that allows me to really fulfill the obligation of taking this chametz that I'm obligated to burn and burning it. So in a sense, the bittul that I say after the bedika isn't supposed to be on the chametz that I just found. It's specifically on the chametz that I haven't found. Whereas when we burn the chametz the next morning, after that juncture, then we're saying the bittul on all of the chametz in entirety. Okay, let's say I have someone doing the bedika for me. Let's say there's a person who either isn't home or it's difficult for them to do a bedika. They have a friend or relative do the bedika for them. So who says the bittul? That's an interesting question. So the halacha is that as long as the homeowner appointed this person to do the bedika on their behalf, presumably they're empowering them to do everything that's appropriate, and therefore the intent of the homeowner is that they should, that the chametz should be nullified too, and therefore it'll be fine for the shliach, the proxy, to say the bittul formula on behalf of the homeowner. Just an interesting thing to think about. But the homeowner should reflect on that in their mind, the chametz is worthless. Let's say a person forgot to do bedika Erev Pesach night, or, you know, bedika night. They just forgot. They some emergency came up and then didn't get home, or something strange. So now what? There's a specific halacha that the bedika is supposed to be done at night. The reason it's supposed to be done at night is because we're supposed to use the candle. The candle is considered to be the best way to check in kind of the corners and crevices and things of that sort. And in the daytime, when there's sunlight around, the candle is very likely to cast shadows and things of that sort. So specifically, the bedika is supposed to be done at night. If the bedika was not done at night, then the halacha is one would do a bedika in the morning of Erev Pesach. If one had forgotten to do it in the morning, one would even do a bedika even after the time they were prohibited to have chametz. In other words, we need to get rid of the chametz, so we're supposed to do it bedika night. If we didn't, we should do it first thing in the morning where we're still allowed to have the chametz, so we haven't done anything wrong yet. If we forgot to do it, then also we should check our homes Erev Pesach afternoon if need be. What about on Pesach itself? So actually, if bedika has not been done on a location, there would be a concept of doing bedika even on Pesach itself. An interesting thing. Now here's the shaila. Would a person do bedika on the Yom Tov of Pesach or only on Chol HaMoed? What would be the question? Well, chametz on Pesach is muksa, and you can't burn it or do anything with it anyway. So on the one hand, the argument would be, okay, but at least I know it's there, and I can like cover it, remind myself not to eat from it. On the other hand, why would I create that situation? So that's a question. If, theoretically speaking, a person didn't do a bedika even on Pesach, a person should do a bedika of their home after Pesach. We'll talk about some scenarios that a person's just not obligated at all to do a bedika. But if a person had an obligation to do a bedika, they would even do a bedika after Pesach, because whatever chametz is lying around their homes could be a problem of chametz she'avar lava Pesach, chametz that was owned by a Jew over Pesach. One more scenario that is actually much more common than anything else we've discussed. Let's say a person checks into a hotel on Pesach. Person has a business trip that they need to go on, or very commonly, a person goes to a Pesach hotel, but a person isn't there from the beginning of Yom Tov. A person checks in for the last days of Yom Tov. So the halacha is, if the owner of the hotel did a bedika before Pesach, then it's been checked. There's no necessity to do anything. But certainly, if either they didn't do a bedika, or a person's checking into a non-Jewish hotel or not observant hotel, they're just on some business trip somewhere or another, the first thing they should do when they come in is they should check the room for chametz. Hopefully they won't find anything. They certainly don't have to put out pieces. That would be bad because we're not supposed to have pieces to put out. But they would check the room for chametz at that juncture, and that could very well be. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.